Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
You know, it's 6 o'clock. It's time for Spankwagon Radio. But I think I just want to watch a little news first. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, you know, I figure, why not, yeah.
Okay, let's watch some news.
This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. CIA, mayhem, crisis, horrible, inflation, military threat, flaming debris, fatal heart attack, stress injuries, prison disaster, economic collapse, dangerous radiation, a tide of violence and human misery, a liar and an unremorseful killer, communist international smuggling pipeline, starving victims, now they die, chemical weapons, carpet bomb, deaths. FBI killed and injured children, police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs, time for us to bug out. By rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, sex, drugs, and rock by rape, Nazi war criminals, cancer, garbage, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist massive lawsuit, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gang. Criminal anti-government love triangle. Deeper and deeper into damage, even death. Anti-drug DEA. Worldwide ban. Time for us to bug out. Rock. Rock. Rock by rape. Rock. Rock. Rock by rape. Rock. Rock. Rock by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Disgruntled conspirator attack. Killed. U.S. warplane went down in flames. Crash. Gunned down. Shooting death. Blood drops. Murderer. Desperate tragedy. Isn't he dead? Death penalty. Ransom note. Forbidding. Notorious. Overwhelming. Communist. Urban. Punishment. Low ethics. Extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline. Make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk. Criminal. Murdering a man. Tough. diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation, fraudulent assassins, mysterious murder, chemical terrorism, military targets, fatal crash, danger, the freak accident, no known survivors, wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb, emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage, notorious negative police brutality, fear, the hidden Nazis next door, Marxist rebels, serious murderer, accidents, problems, punitive damage, like that negative heart-wrenching controversy. Time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug, bug. And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS EV News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
Wow. Sounded like a repeat.
He's certainly come a long way since What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
Well, that's pretty much the evening news, no matter where you're at.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we've covered everything. Of course, Diggs is in the chat room. What a horrible thing to hear when you tune into Spankwagon. Dan Rather.
Dan Rather. And other people in the chat room believed he was dead.
I think his career is dead after that whole the whole scandal with the...
never mind the fact he actually retired.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what killed his career. Never mind.
Dan Rather.
All right, for those,
CBS
News, for those of you who are still trying to figure
out... fact checker.
You fact checker my ass. Hey, listen, for those of you who are confused what the hell you just tuned into or just downloaded from podcasting, you're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
And just to clear the board or get everything kind of figured out, I am your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
Infallible my ass.
Whatever random word comes to
whatever
mind.
Random, but yeah, you use infallible a lot. You think very highly of yourself.
Well, yeah, dude, I do, yeah. It's called self-esteem. Maybe if you had some.
Ego. All right.
I believe in me, dude.
That's
great. I am my own after-school special.
I believe you need to do some laundry, but anyhow.
Why?
What? Now I just stopped and fucking derailed him right there. All right, real quick, if you want to play along with us and you're listening to us live, this is a kind of a prerequisite, live on Friday night, 6 o'clock, Las Vegas
not
time.
Not in the archive, because the archive is not live, but no. It was live when it was originally recorded, which is now.
If
okay. You're listening live.
If you're sitting here with us, it's now. If you're listening live, it's live. If you're not listening live, it's recorded. It's pretty easy to figure out. If you want to play with us when we're live, you can join us in our chat room, irc.slashnet.org/LVROCKS, LVROCKS. That's one great way to play along with us. Mm-hmm. Another great way is we have a phone line, Claude.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
So that's a great way to play along with us over the phone, because we have a killer phone patch that we like to play with and still...
That works.
That works, and we're really pleased about it.
We are very proud.
Are you?
I feel like a parent.
I don't want to know where you squeezed that one out of.
Makes me want to go ahead and put a bumper sticker.
Ooh. Proud parent of a phone patch.
Yes.
My phone patch is a, you know.
Phone patch of the week on LV Rocks.
My phone patch is on the honor roll.
Yeah.
Anywho.
We're getting a little too into that phone patch thing.
I don't know.
We're just excited it works.
I was
finally.
So excited to see it. When I saw it, I licked it.
Hey, call up right now and see Trencher fail with it.
No, fillet the phone patch. No, thank you. All right. So anyhow.
Oh, little, yeah.
Got a couple
talk
little,
to me. Oh, yeah. Don't play hard to get.
I keep hitting the drop button. Oh, baby. Why are you so cold? I should start with a little site news or something like that. Basically, let's see. A few things to update. Oh, yes. Spankwagon Radio. The podcasting, for those of you who have figured this out, and if you haven't and you're listening to us live, you may want to go check this out on your own, but our podcasting has changed considerably. Thanks to the man named Diggs in the chat room, we now have a new URL to go to find out about podcasting. It is podcasts. Yes, that's in plural. Podcasts.
With an S.
With an S.
I don't know if you know what plural means.
Well, they know now. .lvrocks.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or just go to lvrocks.com. Click on the podcast link and you'll get more information.
That's right. Take Spankwagon with you on the go.
Yes, absolutely. You can load it in your iPod, mm-hmm. Load it up at any of your MP3 players. It
laugh
doesn't have
in
to be
public.
An iPod. And enjoy us in the middle of anywhere.
Because, you know, it's very popular, people, you know, walking down the street, you know. People with iPods will switch headphones to hear what the other one's listening to.
Really?
I've heard that.
I've never heard that.
It mostly happens in Berkeley.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, imagine someone who doesn't really Q-tip out their ears. They pull out the
iPods. Okay, well, all right. They switch iPods, I should say,
yeah,
to
I
go
should,
ahead and
they
hear.
Plugs.
So imagine you're walking down the street and someone switches and you hear some, like, fucking Morrissey and they hear cock.
Well, that's something we know Morrissey doesn't use. I just want to say that. But anyhow, the podcasts are changing. It's podcast.lvrocks.com. You can also go to Spank Wagon Radio or spankwagon.net, our official site, to get more information about it. You can also get all the links from there. And again, just to say, everybody say thanks to Diggs any chance you get, because he has worked his ass off.
Yes.
Along with his partner in Germany. So he's been working on the other side of the wall.
Con.
I think he's Turkish. Anyhow.
He looks kind of German. He looks like he wants to hate me.
I think he just wants to hate you because you talk too damn much. I'm just pointing that out. Basically, though, you can go check this out and check out our podcast. Because last week, I swear to God, it was awesome. Do you know how many damn downloads we got last week? It was amazing.
How many?
Okay, one.
Hey, man, that's one more than we had
so,
the week
so
before.
So here I am. I'm listed in iPodder.org as a current event show. We are.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's technically what we are. Took me a while to figure that out. I was like, either that or... you know, we were either that or group therapy. I was really, really wanting to throw it into group therapy.
I think we should, actually. Can we do multiple groups? Can we do
that? I don't know. I mean, I think we can.
I would like to go ahead and have us listed as some sort of an advice show. I think we are the Dr. Phils of the internet, but better.
Well, he's got a 5-year extension. Did you find that? You know, he now has to suck Oprah's dick because he got a 5-year extension on doing his show. 5 more years of Dr. Phil going, "You're fat and stupid for letting yourself be fat." That's Dr. Phil.
You know, Stedman has to be Oprah's, like, stunt cock, so that wasn't a pretty picture you threw in there for me. I've gone down on Stedman. Sometimes you've got to swallow all your pride and another man's seed.
Anything for ratings. Anywho.
Yeah.
So podcast is updated now. This is another thing I've noticed.
I watch Dr. Phil, by the way.
You watch Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
Do you feel guilty for watching Dr. Phil?
No,
do you feel like it could help you?
No. I watch Dr. Phil to watch him yell at other people.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's all he does. He will yell at you.
I don't feel any better or worse. It's not therapeutic for me like it is for some of these other people. Mm-hmm. I find no inspiration. I just like watching people get yelled at.
You're an idiot. You know, that's
Yeah. Like,
you're fat, and you're an idiot. And because you're a fat idiot, that's why you're going to, you know, die in 10 years.
Then I'm sitting there with Cash going, ha, 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 ha.
And what he's calling it tough love. No, you know what? I've seen Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer's tough love compared to Dr. Phil.
Yeah, that's true, because tough love is like when your wife makes you hit her. That's what you made me do. That's tough love. Ike Turner knows tough love.
Yeah. So anyhow, anywho, let's go for another Spankwagon site update. And this is a question. Actually, I asked Diggs this last week. If you guys remember, a couple weeks ago when we first came back live from our break, we were talking
live.
About our new syndicate, which was an old syndicate but came back in a new name. It's sort of wolf in sheep's clothing. We were talking about ExtremeRadioTampa.com. Based out of Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. It's actually one he used to be the guy that ran planetradio.us.
Okay. Yes.
Now, back in the Planet Radio days, I would be there, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I wasn't there. I mean, like, as in Spankwagon.
We disappeared.
We weren't in the lineup. Well, again, I see that we were back in the lineup just because I happened to keep my eye on certain sites, and I noticed we were there. I'm like, oh, cool, we can start, you know, talking about them. Extreme Radio Tampa. Well, I went back because I always keep checking up. I know that Radio306.com, one of our other syndicates, live syndicates, you know, they're still carrying us and a ton of banner ads, but that's okay. They got to make their money somehow.
Mm-hmm.
They're still carrying us, and I know they're carrying us. I see they're carrying us, and they even have a great write-up about us. I go over to Extreme Radio Tampa, and I swear to God, we're gone again from the schedule.
Now, you believe it's something we said.
I absolutely, positively,
you were apparently mocking. I haven't listened to the archives, so I'm innocent until proven guilty to myself.
To yourself. This is that ego.
Here we go. I'll swallow my pride, but not your seed. Okay, so it was both of us.
Okay, we both were sitting there making fun of Extreme Radio Tampa by calling them Extreme Radio
Tampon.
Tampon.
It's like we were 10 years old, and it was just like, ah, you know.
Exactly.
It sounded funny at the time.
We were being very juvenile.
It was a cheap laugh.
And look, the chat room even says they always think of it Extreme Radio Tampon. So I have a feeling. I have a feeling that they are pissed at us for saying that. Now, I asked Diggs last week. I said, hey, can you shoot over an email? I don't know if – I don't know. Oh, he's saying in the chat room he doesn't even know what's up with that station.
Who knows?
So here's what I'm asking. In the chat room, figure this out amongst yourselves. I need one person to go over to Extreme Radio Tampa. Tampa. Go over to XRT.
Ooh.
And tune in. Are we there? I'd love to find out if we're there, because as far as I'm concerned...
Open up a separate connection.
Do it a separate connection. I don't care. Just find out. Let us know, please. Let us know in the chat room. Call us up and let us know what you hear. We don't care. 1-866-LVROCKS. Nice delay.
You jumped on me, dude. What can I say? Sound effect. Must insert.
Shark. Or local Vegas
383-8120.
Thank you. I kind of expected it that time. And you were saying swallowing seed. So anyhow.
Hey, we are. Dig says we are.
So we are on ExtremeRadioTampa.com.
All right, so come back to us to bring our ratings back up, please.
No. Ratings are ratings no matter where they come from. But here's the thing. Why aren't we listed? Okay, who is Diggs? Who is in charge of Extreme Radio Tampa? Could you give me the first name of the guy?
Some guy.
Just give me, throw in the chat room the name of the guy, because I need that information as of right now.
Why? What are you going to do?
You'll see.
You're going to look this guy up in like anywho.com, find out where he lives and call
him up? No, I'm not going to call him up.
Well, I'm just saying, I know you're a violent person.
You're the fucking hacksaw violent person. I'm the one that sits there and, you know, goes about it the proper way.
So, everyone listening at home, I'd like you to go ahead and know for the record that Trench here just called me a hacksaw.
You are elite hacksaw?
I have earned the title now.
Elite hacksaw? Take
that, cyber surfer. Get it in your pipe and smoke it, yummy.
I won't even go there. Yeah. So, Kilroy asks, am I going to make more fun of him? Okay, Diggs tells me this guy's name is Tyler. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any nice music?
Really
nice music.
You want some mellow music?
Yeah, calm, mellow, nice. Do you got anything nice?
Yeah, I think...
This has to be legitimately nice music. Really nice. I mean, this is something you'd find in a 5-star restaurant.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is not it, and no, I'm not going to go ahead and talk over that one. Please. Okay, find something nice.
Something mellow?
Yeah, mellow. You know, decent. Something in good company. And do not play Conway Twitty.
Try this.
Tyler, this is your friend from Spankwagon Radio. We know you're broadcasting us, and we do appreciate that. But one thing we would like to see is our names and lights. Wrong light. Spankwagon Radio brings you listeners, albeit maybe one or two. But we know that means a lot when you do internet radio broadcasting. And because of that, we'd like to see our name in lights.
Marquee.
Our names. Spankwagon Radio with your hosts.
Claude Balls. And the infamous Trencher.
Because Spankwagon Radio likes you.
We're your friends. We're not like the others.
Claude will give you a reach around.
With a really thick glove. Oh, wait.
So we ask you, Tyler. We know you're listening. You're streaming us right now. Please, don't forget to include us in the schedule.
We're not asking for flash animation.
We're asking for text. Simple HTML text. But with our name and lights. Is that so hard? Is that really all that hard?
It's okay, man.
We worked almost 5 years.
It's okay, man. See what you did to him, Tyler? You've upset Trencher.
Okay, I'm okay. I'm okay.
And I'm getting kind of nauseous because I'm looking at snot bubbles. This is not a happy moment. It's very sad for us.
Thank you, Tyler, for listening. Okay, I hope he's still listening, because we're still going to make fun of him and call him, you know, Extreme Radio Tampon, but what can we do about it?
Extreme Radio Tampon!
Super absorbent internet radio!
Wow. And out here, I was just going to say, take it with you on the go with wings, but you beat me to it, man.
Thank you.
Heavy traffic flow.
Everybody in the chat room is dying for just 10 cents a day. Less than a cup of coffee.
That's a dollar sign, Kari. What kind of less fucking than, neo-currency you're looking at? Inflation, yeah,
$10
right.
cents a day. Everybody's throwing up HTML code, giving us blink tags in the chat room. Only if you were watching or using Netscape or Firefox will blink tags work, I think.
Oh, by the way, for everybody that I work with that's probably listening, on Wednesday, before I left, I learned how to do blinking text. So
wait, you just figured out bracket blink text?
No. In Outlook. Like the quickie stuff, so I don't have to write HTML.
Oh, yeah.
Thank der. So look for me to spam you all blinking text.
God, I could just see it too. Too bad you can't set blinking text in like HTML or in that to blink at different rates.
Hell, I'm upset that I can't do MIDI files on my emails.
God. Can you imagine a blinking text at different rates? So all the lines are blinking differently. You have to take 20 minutes to read a five-line fucking email. I'm just saying.
No way, man. It wouldn't be like that at all. Let me assure you, dude. Because what would happen is people would be right there going, oh, my God, hey, look at that, man. Looks like I got another email from Claude Balls. Right? So there you're clicking, you know, and then all of a sudden you open it up and you're like, let's see. What does he have to say this week?
What does he have to say this week? It ain't planned.
It's a hell of a delay.
It's a hell of a delay. Fucking MIDI. You want to put the goddamn Karate Kid into your email?
True MIDI.
Yuck.
So imagine like 5 or 6 instances of this going off at different rates.
Someone has it cranked in the corner, you hear it all across the building. Oh, that's horrible.
Hold on. I want you to remember the early days of the internet, dude.
Yes, this is internet circa 1992, 93?
Yes.
God. That's horrible. Pause it. Does it do the echo?
Yeah.
Does the echo.
Does the echo? The instruments are still
the
going,
instruments
dude.
Instruments will play after you've stopped it. That is so sad.
Let me see if I skip it ahead to the one part. Dude, someone couldn't code this at all.
And then you pause it.
Of course, you know, there is only one that's worse. People, you know, hate me for this one.
Oh, everybody hates you for this MIDI. And it's a popular MIDI, too. But the minute you say it, like, everybody either groans or cheers. Everybody's going, oh, my God, please scratch your nails on a chalkboard or something else.
All of a sudden, this pops up from my desk at work.
Another delay.
Jesus Christ, this sucks.
What's up with the delay, dude?
I don't know. Just not even loading it.
I don't blame it. Maybe he finally
got... All right, so picture... just go to realultimatepower.net in the background to picture that.
Yeah,
so.
realultimatepower.net. Seriously, that's the name of the site.
Or just relax with us here. I just love how it trails off.
All right. Okay. Virtual One, of course, being the Uber Geek, says it's not in the coding, it's in the selection of instrument. Kilroy McFadden in the chat room asks, who loved this song enough to do that?
Someone did, trust me.
Someone loved Karate Kid enough.
You know what? Maybe I'll torture you guys with that. Since everyone loves reminiscing about shitty MIDIs.
Shitty MIDIs. There you go. We're going to do a shitty MIDI every week.
Yes.
Once a week, we're going to do a shitty MIDI.
I have a whole collection of shit somewhere.
So starting next week, or starting this week, you just heard this week's shitty MIDI. Jesus. Well, that's a perfect fade out, too. All right. What we're going to do is go back to some legitimate music. We're going to take our first break. You are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back in a little bit.
We are Spank Wagon Radio. We will be back in a little bit. Jeez. Because we are Spank Wagon. Because
you are stalling for time.
I know you're going to go so quick, dude. I hadn't had a chance.
Hey, everybody, you know, that's my wife's.
Hey,
said.
You know what? This is a cool-ass song right here, dude. I'm going to play this one.
Play it. We'll be back.
Spank Wagon.
Thank you. Spankwagon?
Have to be funnier.
We gotta tell a joke.
You want me to tell a joke?
Yeah, tell us a good joke. Think, come on, I want one right now. Come on.
Well, I don't know. I'm fuck, I'm actually on the spot. Let's see, two Jews, what? No. Okay. Okay, two homeless guys walking down the street.
Okay.
Come across a dead cat.
Okay.
One guy says, hey, you hungry? The guy goes, no, I'm not gonna eat that. He goes, okay, eats a dead cat.
Yeah.
So they walk another mile. The one homeless guy vomits the cat back up. The other guy starts digging in and goes, hey, that's how I like my food, warm.
Not Spankwagon.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing.
Shut the fuck up!
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is... Well, this has been, this still is, Spankwagon Radio, with your hosts, me, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And we're back for the second part. Looking at my sheet to see what we're going to cover.
Wow. Let's talk about being prepared, huh?
Oh, I'm prepared. It's just I wasn't fully prepared. Actually, some fun stuff I had to deal with this past week. I had to take...
Really?
Well, I have a 99 Dodge Stratus. And I don't know. I mean, my loving wife is in the chat room and listening, but yeah, that's not going to save me. I'm going to go home and sleep on the couch tonight after this. She has to have done something to my car.
To your car?
Yes, to her car. Her,
ah,
90,
okay.
Her 99 Dodge Stratus, because all of a sudden it started developing really bad squeaks in the front end. You hit a pothole.
That she caused.
Well, she's the one who drives it. I had to drive a piece of shit pickup truck for so long.
Couldn't be you.
No.
Couldn't be you.
No, not at
you
all.
You never drove it at all.
No. I've driven it. I've driven it. But I know. Out. I know that I have not driven it into a pylon twice.
That wasn't you, was it? No.
No, you know the pylon. We got Con pylon from the movie. Daily Show. What mic you on? Tap your mic.
Daily Noise, not the Daily Show, dumbass.
Daily Noise. The Daily Show that's called Daily. I don't know. What mic are you on? Tap it already, bitch. Thank you. All right. So here's the thing.
Wrong mic.
What?
God, you are a shitty engineer.
Turn on your mic. Is the button on the mic? There's a little... Jesus.
Hello.
Anywho.
Look, why do people fuck that up? They can't...
They can't just leave
them. Yeah, say the Daily Noise. You say the Daily Show. Jesus
All right.
Christ, is that hard?
Anywho, check it out. So the car, yes it is, the car had a squeak in the front end. Well, I took it in going, you know what, it needs front end look. I took it into, now, and I'm going to say the name of the place so you know never to go there, and I'll explain. Bruce Shear Goodyear. It's a Goodyear service place, and the car was way out of warranty, so I'm like, you know what, I'm not taking it to a dealership. I'm fucking cheap. This costs me. This logic is going to cost me. So, I take it into the place, I have them, they put in new struts, they put in new brackets, I'm assuming it's good. I leave, it feels a little funny. It does feel funny, it doesn't feel like I know the car should feel. Claude drives it, he goes, nah, it's just stiff, it's okay.
Just like if you're screwing the same chick for 10 years.
Feels she gets same. Stiff? Oh.
She was saying, where'd you get the stiff from? So anyhow, you know, it feels a little stiff, doesn't feel quite the same. So my wife, though, drives it, and she takes it up onto the freeway, okay? She can't go faster than 60 without the steering wheel really starting to vibrate.
That's not good.
And the whole front end of the car wiggling and shaking and... No, that's something else.
Oh, that's something else.
Yes, that's something else. Never mind, I'm not going to say what's going
to... Sounds like a flat tire.
I'm already sleeping on the couch tonight anyway. So, pretty much. So anyhow... We
is that your vibrator?
Master of innuendo, Consoler.
Thank you very much.
Yes. As he feeds us, we play that song.
Cheetos? What?
And long story. Don't ask. All right. So anyhow,
check the archive.
Yeah, really.
What's that?
An archive is a place where you store.
I'm glad you asked, Con. Thank you.
Well, you know, you gotta get some promo out.
Absolutely. So we can get two podcasts next week. And we're listed, too. We're listed on Auto Podcaster, and we're listed on a couple others.
You got, what, 100 downloaded this past week?
Two. I got two. Anyhow.
In dog years.
So listen. So basically, she can't drive the car faster than 60. She cannot. It's horrible. I tried. It sucked. So anyhow, I had to break down and take it to the dealership. It was in the dealership for a full week, and I got three things done to it. I got some recall work done to the transmission. Fine, cool, it needed to be done. I got the front end reworked. I mean, literally, new control arms, upper and lower, new bushings, new everything you can think of in the car.
Why?
I'll explain.
Oh, well.
Because the bushings were rotted out to the point where they weren't holding any grease whatsoever.
Okay.
These struts, even though they were supposedly brand new by this Bruce Shear bullshit, they were bad. They were actually bad. So I'm batting zeros here with this car. So finally,
it's a good car to me. I've driven it before.
Hold
give me
on,
no problems.
Hold on.
I think it's fucking Pebcac, man.
No, it's not Pebcac. Okay, it's not air 18. Air does not exist 18 inches from steering wheel. Here's the problem. We took it in. We got all this work done. Okay? And you guys are going to shit bricks when I tell you how much I paid. But I had the money on hand. That's the nice thing.
Are you ready to poop a brick?
Tom? Are you ready to poop a brick? Because you're eating McDonald's.
Well, after this McDonald's, I'm ready for anything.
But there's no meat on that. Anyhow, you got a Big Mac that was sort of like half a Mac.
The bun's pretty good.
That's what they
are. Because everyone goes to McDonald's for the bread.
But yeah, everybody, yeah.
They do.
Atkins says, eat McDonald's bread. It's the only exception. We're bankrupt now. That's why. So, check it out. I go to the dealership. I get it done. Oh, yeah, by the way, we got our sunroof fixed. Her sunroof fixed. That was another thing. It needed the belts tensioned, and it also had frayed wires. Go figure. So anyhow.
Quick summary. Lots of work was done on suspension and sunroof.
Lots of work. Anyhow, so I get it, and I pay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$2,133.73.
That's just silly.
How much was it labor?
Okay, almost $1,000 was all in labor.
That's silly. You could have done it yourself.
Yeah, bullshit. Not when I have to also work. There's no way I'm going to stay up till 4 a.m., try to work on a car, and then turn around and be at work at 6 in the morning.
Would have taken you like a couple days to do. Your wife would have driven your car, and you'd have driven your other car.
Don't worry. It's all taken care of now. A little late for that, Mr. Advice Man. Anywho.
It's because you didn't talk to me.
Yeah, I did, and I didn't like your answers. Yeah, sue him.
Yeah, work.
Yeah, sue him.
You were the one that was talking about suing.
No, I'm not talking about suing.
Bullshit. You said, I'm going to sue him and talk to my lawyer. Don't even fucking go there.
Yeah, I know better. So anyhow.
Bullshit.
As
you
I was saying.
You are fucking lying. The hell
yes,
you believe
yes,
in.
Yes, I am.
Catholic
I
bastard.
I would have sued them. Why don't you sue those guys?
I would have sued them. Anywho.
Dude, you were like fucking Andy Kaufman
pissed.
Over there. Dude, you were fucking all Andy Kaufman going, I'm going to sue them, man. I'm from fucking Waterloo, Iowa.
Why can't you sue them?
Because I didn't take it back to Bruce Shearer to have them fix their mistakes first.
Vert wants to know, did your blinker fluid get...
Yeah, my blinker fluid, meh.
About your muffler belts.
My muffler belts are fine. So I get the car fixed. It is perfect. I drive it. I put gas in it. I wash it. I did notice that the tires, the Goodyears, you know, they got to go. That's my own personal note. And there's two.
And who was saying that they were going to buy Coopers in that car?
Yeah, I was. Okay. I screwed up again. I screw up a lot with the newer cars. I screw up a lot with the newer cars.
Because you don't listen to me?
Yeah, well, maybe. That may be the case. I may need to listen to you more. I may not want to admit that, but maybe I should. That's why I wouldn't want to admit it.
Your wife says, do you want a pillow?
Anywho. I pay for the car. I get it back. I take it on the freeway because I had to test it out. So sunroof's open. Music's blaring. Air conditioner's going full bore. Full tank of gas. Clean car. And I'm going 90 on the freeway, and it drives like a beaut. It is on fucking rails.
Until?
Oh, no until.
Okay.
I'm telling you, this
I'm
way.
Waiting for the punchline.
No, there's no punchline.
I was too, you know. Like
it was awesome.
The front end collapsed or something
yeah, really.
That, you know?
So
the steering wheel came out of its thing.
Yeah. So I leave my wallet at the dealership, and now all of a sudden $2,000, you know, later after that, after I pay, I'm all of a sudden my identity's stolen.
Yeah, really. But everything is beautiful in the vehicle. I mean, I will say this. They did, Chapman Dodge did a great job fixing the other people's mistakes. Beautiful. And you know what? It is a horrible amount of money. I should have taken it to Owens or done the work myself in the first place. The first.
How much you spent on those other clowns?
$400. So, yeah, I got ass raped by those idiots at Goodyear.
Tyke wants to know, did they fix the radio transaxle?
Absolutely. For you, Tyke, they tightened it up and lubed it too. So anyhow.
The flux capacitor?
That's his car. They got my car working. You know, what I should have done on myself or should have done myself or should have taken to, like, Owens or someplace I trusted, I took it to the wrong place. I get fucked. So it is my mistake. And
so why would your wife put you on the couch?
Because I always say that it's her fault that it drives like that.
You did, too.
And
you blamed your wife entirely.
I blame my wife entirely, even though I've driven it in the past, too. But I have not. Okay, here's a perfect example. Perfect example. She was driving down Charleston Boulevard, four-lane street, okay? I say, watch out for the rock, because there is a rock, about a softball-sized rock, in the middle of the road, okay? She hits it, going, ka-dum-ba-boom, what rock?
Okay, well, you know what? I have to give your wife the benefit of the doubt. I've been in a vehicle with you during a traffic accident, and you were the world's worst person at notifying people of things. Stop the car in front of us. What do you say? Do you scream? Do you panic? Do you go, no, you need to stop?
Dude, I said
that was your warning. That was a parked car in front of me. And not, oh my God, stop. Watch out. Shit. Fuck. No. Your warning is, you need to stop. To which I go, for what? You need to stop. That is exactly what you said. I would have had plenty of room to fucking stop and not hit a goddamn thing. Plenty of room, but no.
No, you had to stare at those chicks. Don't blame your bad driving habits on me.
I'm not saying that was my fault for staring at the chicks right there.
I mean, you were staring at ass walking down the street, not paying attention to the fuckers in front of you.
And that is
you,
true.
That makes you just as qualified as being a poor driver in my book as my wife.
Nuh-uh, not
at all. Said.
Nuh-uh.
No, I shouldn't have to be a backseat driver. I should not have to be a backseat driver.
You're absolutely right. You should not be a backseat driver because you suck at it.
You need to stop. You need to stop. I shouldn't have to be one because I should have faith in the people who are driving.
You should have faith. Like,
you
people
guys are worse
accidents.
Than me
Mister,
and Jimmy.
Mister, I can drive anything, okay?
And I can.
You can also get into accidents with anything.
It happens, man. That's why it's called an accident. It's not called a planned.
I thought me and Jimmy, bitch, man.
I have a question. If you were in a car with Jimmy and you were about to hit something and Jimmy didn't notice it because he was paying attention, what would you do?
I'm like, what the fuck out? Bullshit!
Thank you.
We can't even get you to say hello when we... Hey, Con, what's up?
Man. But when his life is on the line...
His life isn't on the fucking line.
Callers, what would you do if you got into an accident, okay? And you were driving with me. What would you do to get my attention?
I think we've done this one already.
Call in now. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Las Vegas Local 33.
I really think we've done this one already.
We probably have, but I want to rehash this, dude. You got to take a kick in the balls because you're blaming everything on your wife.
Well, maybe. So anyhow, check this out.
Do you think Trencher did this to the car or his wife? Even
No. Don't even go that route.
All I'm saying is I got to back your wife. Even your wife said she was in Iowa. She could not possibly have driven the car during this time.
No. This car was bad well before she went to fucking Iowa.
And your wife even says she's been in fewer accidents than you?
Oh, what's that?
Whoa, what's up with this shitty driver thing there, huh?
Do we have to call the DMV?
I will say this, and you can...
Why is your wife a better driver than...
Download the damn podcast. I have never said I was a better driver.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
I did.
I don't think I did.
You insinuated it.
No. Insinuation is not saying it as fact. I did not say that I'm a better driver.
Yes, you did.
I am qualified to say my wife's a shitty driver because I'm a shitty driver. Pot calling the kettle black scenario.
No, you're
okay?
not. You're not calling. That is not a pot calling
okay,
the kettle
look,
black.
Look,
still,
I have been. I have been in two accidents. Both of them were my fault. I will agree. Okay. And I've gotten speeding tickets. All my fault. I will agree.
Yeah.
So
you're a good driver.
I'm an expert.
Yeah.
I'm an expert in being a shitty driver.
But you're better than me.
Tell
me something. The two accidents you got into a wreck with before, what happened?
One was in the middle of winter. This was with the spank wagon.
Okay.
I lost control on some ice trying to stop, and I couldn't get the car to actually stop in time no matter what I did. Both on the brake and accelerating with a turn, I just couldn't get it to stop going in one direction. And I hit a car head on, going maybe 5 miles an hour. $700 later, it was fixed. Done. The other accident I was in, I was on a freeway. And if I remember correctly, there was a white pickup, there was a red pickup, okay? There was a white pickup, a red car, and me. And what had happened was I was driving down, the white pickup dead stopped in the middle of the freeway, the red car behind it dead stopped in the middle of the freeway, and I dead stopped in the middle of the freeway.
Failure to maintain a vehicle.
Failure to maintain distance was my problem. That was my problem. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Got a bit of advice for what I would say anyway. If I had my driver trying to run into something, I think I would yell brakes.
Not that
I think that it would actually matter, because I think anything that you yell at someone who's distracted is only going to confuse them more.
You know, and I kind of agree.
You know, and I would be very, willing to agree with that, except for one little thing. See, if you said brakes,
stop.
Was to basically say, huh, what? You know, then I would kind of expect that from someone that was confused.
No. Has nothing at all to be done with confused. It has to be done with someone not saying, you know, something to insinuate there's an emergency or to warn me. That's what he did. Was he didn't tell me stop. He gave me a recommendation such as,
you
might impact something. You may wish to pull over.
No. I did it because I don't like being yelled at when I drive. I hate it.
But this is an emergency. It has to be done.
Even an emergency. Anywho, So, Vert, what did you? What's your vote say again?
I'd either say yell brakes, or I would point forward, or wherever the person was supposed to look.
See, pointing wouldn't work because I didn't quite catch
what the fuck am I, like Helen Keller and shit?
Well, I mean, chances are, though, if they're distracted, they're probably distracted by their passenger, in all fairness.
Well, no, he was distracted by pieces of ass that were walking down the street.
Three fucking jailbait, dude.
Normally, that's though, the distraction is the passenger, I would guess.
You would assume. All right, so thanks for that one, Vert.
Thank you.
All right, so we got Vert saying that. I don't know about you. I mean, I guess so, maybe. I don't know. So anyhow, so back to my side of the story. Remember the number I said, $2,100, you know, some odd dollars. So last night I'm watching TV, and I'm watching American Muscle Car, and they were talking about the Plymouth Duster. Now, if anybody knows anything, they know that I drive a Plymouth Duster. And what happened was, is I was listening to the prices of a brand new Duster. Now, get this, a brand new Duster off the lot, in 1970, 2001, you know, $2,300.
Not bad.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I just paid that much for a damn front end. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
I can't believe you called me a bad driver. You have no business calling me a bad driver.
But I do, because I am a bad driver myself.
I am not a bad driver.
Okay, let's point
That's
out...
That's like calling yourself
wait.
Slut simply so you could call your wife a slut.
Pretty much. So here's the thing. I remember this in high school. This was high school, mind you. She was late to school one day. Now, the reason was it was slightly slick outside, and a squirrel had ran across in front of her. So what does she do?
Does not make me a bad driver.
She goes to avoid the little hapless squirrel who ran in front of her and throws her car into a ditch.
But did I hit anything?
A ditch.
Did I hit
You went off-road in a car that was not even designed to be on-road half of the time.
So your wife sacrificed her own vehicle so that another living creature may
live.
However, you were a speed demon that failed to control your own vehicle.
Whatever you say, Noah, thank you very much. And thanks for calling, honey.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, you're not done. Oh, let's go.
She told you.
I'm not done.
I can't believe you called me a bad driver. Oh. And I can't believe you blamed me for what's wrong with the car.
You were in Iowa, right?
No, she wasn't in Iowa the whole time.
I was in Iowa when he was supposed to fix it. See, I was... This is
qualified, thank you.
Tell anyone. I was gone for an entire month.
A month?
Okay.
And I never got around to fix it until last week.
June 28th. He could have taken the car in any time he wanted to. I didn't come back to Vegas until July 29th. Any time in that month span, he could have taken the car into the dealership.
And this man is in charge of another human life?
A week before I come
back. You don't even go there. You.
I went there.
Not you, him.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said.
Wow.
So
you're in charge of another human life. You can't even take a car in. Do you remember to change your son's diapers and feed him?
Ouch.
You know what? Yes, I do remember to change my son's diapers. I'm never home to feed him. He's either asleep or getting up.
So you're never home. You're a deadbeat dad.
I hope your son gets better treatment than your car. No, I am working to make sure my son has what he needs.
Oh, I see. Leave it up to the women folk. That old machismo thing.
He blames his wife for things that are not necessarily her fault.
Such as what happens to your car.
Yeah, exactly.
Your car.
Not my fault.
I'm just saying. All right, thanks for calling. We're going to move on, I hope.
You poor, poor woman.
I really hope.
So Chinchers, my wife might be available soon, so if you'd like to go ahead and throw your hat into the ring.
I happen to say I don't think so.
I'm just saying it could be a terrible accident the way you keep your cars in condition.
The car's condition is great. The car is running beautifully now.
Till you drive it.
All three of my... Oh, here we go. All right, thanks for calling, hon.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Someone's sleeping on the couch tonight.
I told you I was. I said I was, and you... You were sitting there egging it on. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hey, I was just trying to play devil's advocate in a friendly way.
I know, but it sucked ass.
Deadbeat father.
Fuck you.
Do you beat her, too?
No, I do not.
Will you sleep on the couch, or will she have a black eye tomorrow?
She'll have two of them. I'll dance and slap both eyes just for you. Jesus Christ. Anywho. Now, what was really got me, though, I mean, I didn't mind paying the amount because it was my screw-up. I did not take care of it as I should have the first time. But it blew me away to think that my car cost the same amount new as it cost to do the front end of that fucking car of the Stratus. My Duster cost the same amount new as my Stratus's suspension work that had to be done.
That is pretty interesting. To let you know that Kilroy has rallied to your defense. He says, in fact, you can feed your son because you do, quote, have tits.
I don't think I do. I don't even want to know why people are giving me man boobs.
Well, why don't you go ahead and show them off for the camera?
I'm not going to show them off my chest. I have a horrible gut. I know I have one of those.
No, they just want to see the upper half.
I do not want to show off anything.
You ashamed? Not like leaking right now. No, there's no seepage. You know, like, not like you hear a baby crying.
I am not leaking or anything right now at all. Thank you very much. I do not leak. I do not milk, for that matter. There is nothing up here that produces breast milk, okay? I hate to break that to you.
Just
I hate
non-dairy
to disappoint
creamer.
You. Non-dairy creamer, thank you. Yes, powder shoots out of my tits. Anywho.
That would be something.
I'd pay a dollar to see that.
No, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Get Guinness in here right now.
Anywho, no, I mean, I you have bigger man boobs than I do, so.
Not me, man. Look at that.
Con and I are just sort of like, I didn't want to see this.
I can make my pecs bounce, man.
Yes, you can do a lot with fat.
No, man, that's pure muscle
You're
control.
Flexing fat. Shut up.
I'm like the kingpin, man. It's all muscle.
Right. So.
And I'm black.
And Taiki, of course, points out the obvious, though, that, you know, if you adjust for inflation, you know, the 2,000 would probably be closer to 10,000 today. And you're right, but fuck, if I just had that kind of money back then, if I was born back then, it'd be kind of nice, too. But I could have bought that car.
You'd be dead by now.
Yeah, I'd be dead.
You'd still, the way car I, would still be sitting in your garage.
Apparently, the way I drive, yes, I'd be dead by now, and my wife's car would be falling apart because I never took care of it. Even
I fear for the children of our roads.
Why? Why do you fear for the children
because,
of our roads?
Because you drive when school's out.
I drive when school's in. What the fuck does that matter?
You gotta kill the children.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up. Jesus Christ.
So,
anything interesting happen to you? Because I'm tired of talking about my fucking shit.
Oh, lots of
shit.
Oh,
wait, I forgot. You live at home with your mom and you're 26 years old. And oh, that's right. You got a DeLorean that don't start. You got a Jeep that was leaking coolant. Oh, you have to use my garage. My tools to fix your vehicles.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
That's God,
right. And
that's
I have some
right.
of my tools in your garage that you cannot use because car repair is not your quote-unquote forte.
Hey, thank you, yes.
I paid
what would be
$200
that? The shop vac?
Yeah, I paid $260 or so for a Lazy Boy couch. You paid how much for two Lazy Boy chairs?
Oh, excuse me, Mr.
yes.
Wait.
I'm
wait.
A bargain hunter.
Bargain hunter my ass. Your mom steals.
No, she does not. Those were purchased legitimately.
Yeah.
That and the $5 MP3 player.
The $5 iPod.
No, it was a $20 iPod. The
$5. Yeah, don't mind the Mexicans on the back of the truck. Okay.
You know what, man? If I could smuggle them across, I would.
We know.
See, that's what I should do, man. Should I go
Mommy,
down?
Mommy, don't we go to the store to buy? This is much better.
You buy Mexicans
They come
at a
to
store?
You.
You buy Mexicans at a store?
Yeah, the, no, the
what
store.
What is it? Supermercado for Mexicans? They are Mexicans.
The store comes to you. You know, they come. The truck comes to you. You pick out what you want.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
You know, you can tell I can hold break a couple of you on this.
Apparently we do because I'm hearing it in the chat room and I'm hearing it from you.
Dude, I swear to God, just back and forth. And it's like, geez, how long have you been married now?
I guess we've been married for over almost five years, so... What do you get me for a wedding gift, bitch?
It's your anniversary.
When they said it was, what, 5 years, right?
We got the 5 years figured out. What the hell did you say?
You do know what the gift is for 5 years, right?
What, tin?
Wood.
That's right.
He's going to give me wood. He's going to give
It's like it was
wood.
Yesterday.
I don't want to hear that.
That's right, wood. I'll give you the gift of wood. Why, I remember when we first met, you were tighter than a fetus.
Yeah, but saying you gave the gift of wood.
Yeah, I gave the gift of wood.
I gave him wood. No.
The only thing you're given is a splinter.
I don't even... I'm not even going to dignify that attack.
Of course not, man, because you're ashamed. Anyhow.
Should I change the topic? Or should we go to break?
You want to go to break?
I mean, it's a little early, but...
You know,
I think I need to go to break to lick my fucking wounds here.
You know what? I'm going to go to break. Yeah, I think we should do that. And since everyone absolutely loved fucking the last big hair break, let's continue that theme.
The big hair break?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's do it. You ready?
I'm afraid. But all right, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
You can find us online at
spankwagon.net.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Thank you.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
You know, every time I hear that song, I can only think of that scene from Boogie Nights.
What? Oh, yeah. The one you
keep... Here's the one. I love this part. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
What's your price for flight? Spank Wagon Radio.
Thank you.
We should do another karaoke night.
Man. Maybe we should sometime down the road. By the way, you can catch us online at spankwagon.net, our official site. Or, of course, listen to your syndicate of choice, as long as it's on our list. Funny how that works out. Or you can download us and listen to the podcast, which means you can take us anywhere.
Anywhere you want to go, we are there. We are there.
So anyhow, we're coming back from break. We got a couple of bit of things to discuss, things to go on about. The first thing, I love this article. This is a propaganda machine in absolute fucking motion. It also helps if I grab the right fucking news article.
This is great. I love this, by the way.
Okay, this is from Yahoo News. This is awesome. Okay, 11 holes in one in a single round. North Korea's dear leader, Kim Jong... Is it Il or E or Kim Jong Lee?
I think it's Kim Jong Il.
Il? Okay, Kim Jong Il never forgets a phone number, a cadre's career, or a single line of computer code.
Wow.
According to an article posted Tuesday on a website run by North Korea, Kim wakes up early every day for intensive memory training where he sits down and commits to his keen mind items such as phone numbers of workers in his Stalinist state. I remember all computer codes and telephones that workers are using now, Kim was quoted as saying on this website. It's roughly, ooh, it's a really bad one, but it basically roughly translates into among our people. Let me throw the link up on the wagon for fun.
Wow.
Kim surprised a group of North Korean officials attending a meeting in 2002 by recalling all of their phone numbers with lightning speed. Funny. Funny how that works out. Wasn't it like a whole gag in Rain Man with an autistic guy? Just pointing that out.
Kim Jong is so amazing.
On a day Kim visited a cemetery, he looked around at the tombs and remembered all of the achievements, characteristics, tastes, and the bereaved family members for hundreds of the dead by a quick glance at the names on the tombstone. Oh, yes. All the attendees were very surprised at his incredible memory. Now, this North Korean propaganda is ripe with the amazing achievements of its dear leader. Of course, we know as North Korea is a highly controlled state and also monitors closely its citizens to make sure they do not speak out against him, Kim, I should say, or challenge his rule. Kim pilots jet fighters, he pens operas, produces movies, and all of this is an accomplished feat matched in the annuals because you know what he's done in professional sports?
What's that?
He has shot 11 holes in one in the first round of golf he ever played.
Good God.
11 holes in one in
and
the first round of golf.
He was born under a double rainbow with a falling star as well, they say. Is there anything that this amazing man cannot claim he's done?
I don't know, but I've gone through the list of this. I'll put up the website on the Spank. I'll put the website up on Spankwagon tonight. So after you download maybe the podcast, listen to it, get yourself reminded about this. You can read about his accomplishments from the fucking site. It's amazing.
I remember that night we in the chat room and everybody here was just fucking playing around, you know. And I think at the end we were saying like Fidel Castro could shoot like lasers from his eyeballs.
Yes, we were.
That was a fucking joke. These people are actually publishing that kind of shit.
These people are putting this out there because they're afraid. Okay, propaganda is not for fear of others. It's fear of yourself. I mean, to be completely honest, when you're doing it in this fashion...
That's great.
11 man. Holes in one in first time you ever played golf. Mini golf is a great thing.
Kind of funny.
It's like my wife. My wife can get holes in one playing mini golf. I've never played
this before.
Hole in one. Oh, I live next door to one.
Oh, yeah. I told this at last
minute. And
my dad
took me there a lot. Oh, great. Thank you. Yes, that worked out wonderfully.
I'll never forget that night either.
God.
How do you play? Hee-hee-hee.
Hole in one. Fuck.
She got a shitload of hole in ones that night, yeah.
And the rest of us are still hitting the ball off the wings of the, you know, the windmill. Ka-tang!
And don't forget that fucking loop-de-loop.
Oh, yeah, the loop.
She, like, went... got the thing through a fucking loop-de-loop on the first try.
And hole in one.
And we're in the back going, clunk, roll back down, clunk. I think at one point, yeah, it was me, dude. I went, whack, completely missed and went off into the fucking bushes.
Yeah, near the freeway, mind you. Anywho, so yes, that's my wife and Kim Jong-il have a very similar golf game.
Wow. Do you think Kim Jong-il drives like your wife?
Oh, no, he's perfect, remember. So, you know, in the annuals of time, he'll be known as being a champion F1 racer.
That's true. So your wife is like Kim Jong. She's an illustrious driver.
We'll give her that. I want to sleep in my bed tonight. We'll give her that. Absolutely. Go for it.
You
right
want
on.
More
That's
than
perfect.
Sleep in a bed.
I want noogie.
You want a noogie?
No. Dude.
A nut noogie.
We'll
the jury will have to strike that from the record. Thank you.
Yeah, no. Clean it up in post, right?
So, yeah. We've got a post. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We got a little bit we're working on, and we decided Spankwagon Radio absolutely has to do more public service announcements. We realize that our listeners out there need help.
You desperately need help.
So what we have decided to do is we're doing public service announcements by reading the instructions on everyday products to you. so that way you don't have to read them and you'll still be able to use them properly. So here's a Spankwagon PSA. And now, it's what you know. Today, antibacterial spray disinfectant. It prevents mold, mildew, and bacteria on environmental surfaces in your home and in public places. It disinfects and deodorizes surfaces through the effective bacterial and fungicidal activity. It kills Staphylococcus, Staphylococcus homiliticus, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, Picketh My Nut, and other things. Sprayed on surfaces, it deodorizes by disinfecting. Germicidal activity kills most odors-producing organisms, controls unpleasant odors, pleasantly scented. For control of mold and mildew on hard, non-porous environmental surfaces, spray surface until thoroughly moistened. Allow to air dry. Repeat application in 7 days. For control of fungus in areas such as bathrooms, locker rooms, floor, benches, shower stalls, and other non-porous environmental surfaces. Commonly contracted by bare feet. Spray surface until thoroughly moistened. Allow to air dry. And that is your Spankwagon Radio public service announcement.
Yes, you must learn.
So now you know. All right, moving on. A little bit of news this past week. Actually, this I pulled from Spankwagon because I don't remember who posted it. I think I posted it, actually. But Apple Computer has released, finally, hell can freeze over just a little bit more.
And nigh, the second seal was broken.
The second seal is now broken. First, Apple goes to Pentium, and now Apple has designed and released... for $50 fucking. But it has designed and released a 5-button mouse. No. Could they not just go to 2-button? No. Could they just go to 3-button?
No, that's too Logitech.
They went to a 5-button computer mouse.
5 buttons.
What they've done is they have actually made, literally, Apple Pro Mouse look like a tit. I'm not shitting you. Go to spankwagon.com. Click on the link. Or spankwagon.net. Click on the link. It takes you to apple.com. Go there and check it out. Basically, it's a mouse. It's an all-white mouse, solid piece construction with a little gray nipple. You get to use that as the scroll wheel like you would on a normal mouse. And that little nipple goes up, down, left, right. It's a very versatile nipple. Also, Apple now has a left click and a right click, but Apple has decided... that coming out of the package and plugging it in and doing the software so you can get control of the buttons, as in program the buttons, both buttons default to single click. Both default to left click. So you have to go in and program it to left click and to right click. There's also 2 buttons on the side, and those 2 buttons on the side are also programmable.
For you Apple users, it's the same place where we used to like grab the mouse to hold it while we click down. Now that's buttons, which is even more confusing.
Yes. So now the Apple mouse, the new Apple Pro mouse, or Apple, no, excuse me, Mighty Mouse.
Which I'm sure there's a lawsuit on the way to happen.
No.
For that.
They actually got permission. The new Apple Mighty Mouse is a 5-button mouse. So now this is the second seal. Hell is going to be taking over the rule of the earth soon. Everything is going to go fucking topsy-turvy. Imagine it like a Twinkie. Oh, never mind. So you check it out, but it's $50 for this all-white mouse.
Well, what about the Twinkie?
Let's not get on the Twinkie. Cats and dogs. Anywho, so Apple now. Anybody have an opinion on that?
Let's see. The chat room is afire with a conversation.
Nice lie. Keep it going. Woo!
Akari wants to hear gay bar. I'm agreeing with someone. I'll just see and pee what I already read. They can't believe it either.
Toe says he'll just comment and post what he thought. But
I got to be honest with you right now. For in my opinion right there, I think it's kind of a... it's an interesting, shall we say, compromise. Jobs doesn't want to go 2-button because that means he'll give into something, so that's why it's a single skin on
top. It's a single skin. You cannot actually tell that there's 2 buttons there unless you
I think the scroll tit is a little too small.
The scroll tit is a little odd. It's going to be odd because I'm used to an actual scroll wheel.
By the way, this is not a wheel on the top. This is actually a scroll ball.
If anybody can imagine.
Ball.
No, it's not, actually.
Yes, it is.
How are they going to keep that clean?
I don't know, man, but it is. You can actually, instead of scrolling up and down, you can scroll fucking diagonally.
See, now I figured this was an eraser head, like what they used to put in old school IBM
laptops. No, not at all. This thing is actually a
Have you played with one?
No, I did the VR and the research on it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Instead of just going up and down, this thing will go left, right, and diagonal to scroll Jesus. Oversized documents.
So basically what they've made is they made a scroll ball that you cannot clean. Now, can you imagine how much crap is going to collect inside that mouse?
Not, especially because it's so tiny. And you really can't open them up to clean them at all.
No, you can't. It's not like like we have a trackball here. The trackball, we could pop the ball out and clean off the contacts and clean out the laser. You can't do that with a fucking...
Nope.
These Mighty Mouses. And for $50, really, go out and buy yourself a fucking Logitech.
Actually, I found a cool-ass mouse made by Stark.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one I have.
You have the Stark mouse, which actually has the ability to...
It is actually
left and right click scroll wheel, and the Apple mouse is also a laser mouse. It's not a
yeah, it's a laser mouse. It has a bitchin' bright blue LED inside, where you can get
the Apple mouse or yours.
Mine.
Your mouse has a bitchin' blue LED,
and you can get them with orange LEDs as well. Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest, I think the Logitech ones are shit myself. The new Logitech.
Well, the new ones. I have an old Logitech mouse that's like a 4-button mouse. You know, left, right, scroll wheel, and clickable wheel.
Other than CAD and Sierra games, I don't see the purpose of a third button anymore.
There is none. The best thing is the actual, you know, the scroll wheel is probably the best thing about a mouse anymore anyway. You know, going up and down documents. Apple, I think, is taking it too far with the left and right. But again, I guess they're pandering to their stereotype of we're for graphics work.
I think it's more than just that. I think it's beyond graphics. I think it's innovation at any cost. Just simply say, we're there.
Do you think maybe that they pumped this mouse out so that way they could have the multi-button mouse before the Intel launch?
I think so.
So maybe they're catering. The mouse is not really there because Apple wants it. The mouse is there because they know that they can no longer say a Mac can't use or Mac shouldn't use.
I think that's a big part of it, yes.
Okay.
I really do.
Because that's like one of the arguments everybody used to ask was Mac should not use or could not use a multi-button mouse.
And that's a silly argument.
Which is a dumb argument because it's totally not true. Ever since 2K, actually even before, Vert had a program that could you put the drivers in and you could use a multi-button mouse on an old Apple on Classic. Mm-hmm. So,
If you have a modern MS mouse right now too, you can actually download the software to get it running Classic. The Stark mouse I have, the two button, will actually run two buttons in Classic and a scroll wheel.
Interesting.
Yeah, it'll do that on mine.
Very interesting. So there we go. That's the new Apple mouse. I think I read Kim Jong Il. Why don't we do Mad Props? We haven't even done Mad Props.
Sure.
We missed them last week.
Actually, you know what? I'm kind of ashamed to say that we actually did. Yes.
We actually missed them last
week.
It
makes me sad.
So.
Where'd you do the clicker lickers?
I got them over here.
Oh, shit. You had me worried.
No, I got them.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spank Wagon Radio where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners.
Mad props are for you.
First off, let's give mad props to... Diggs!
Mad props!
Let's give mad props to, and I don't think they're in the chat room, but 40!
Mad props!
Let's give mad props to Hunkatari!
Mad props!
Let's give mad props to Kilroy McFadden!
Mad props!
Let's give mad props to Tyke!
Mad props!
Let's give mad props to Toad!
Oh, mad props!
And you better give furiously, angrously, deliriously psychotic props to the next person.
My wife!
Mad props.
And this... We love our fans. We give you mad props.
Yeah, and I ain't going to be the one that has to give the ultra mad props once I get home. So
yeah, I really got to give some seriously mad props when I get home.
Do you need to borrow a clicker lickle?
I think I got one, actually. I got a clicker licker at home I can give mad props with.
It's kind of like a flute on the one end.
It's also like a dildo on the other.
Go play band camp tonight.
Ah.
Tyke asks if we put an extra T in his name.
Tyke T?
Tyke T.
Tyke?
I don't know. But all I can tell you is check the archive once it's uploaded. That's right. The archives are at spankwagon.net. Any
click
show
on,
we've
yeah,
ever
basically,
done that we've
the archive is there. And, of course, for all the newer shows, click on the podcast.
Yes, the podcast.
Download and subscribe. Or actually, it's subscribe and then download the Spiffy-ass podcast.
Spiffy!
It's fabulous.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I don't know. I didn't ask that at the beginning of the show, I realized.
You know what? We didn't have time to care about each other.
Well, I know. We were watching the news.
Plenty of time to play makeup.
What, play what? Play what? Please tell me I heard makeup. Not me. I need better headphones.
You are so lucky I don't have that theme from An Officer and a Gentleman right now.
Anywho.
Love lift us up.
Never mind. The reason only Joe Cocker can do that.
Well, yeah. I think there's more than one. But anyhow.
His name's Cock.
It's like his parents had a mistake. His ancient relatives that came over on Ellis Island, like, geez, you're a bunch of cocks. Cocker, hey.
You've been watching The Godfather 2 a little too much, haven't we?
I have. Anywho, do you got any news?
Yeah, I'm really kind of pissed about something right there. Apparently, the NCAA is a racist organization.
I heard about that today. Yes. I actually read about that.
The NCAA wants to go ahead and they want to ban college teams that use Native Americans as their mascot. Now, if it's
in the off season, the fuck is an off season to a college? There is no off season.
Exactly.
There's sports all year round.
Exactly. Now, the thing about it is too, if it's non-denominational and non-specific, such as Braves, that's fine. But things such as Redskins or something that points out perhaps a specific Indian tribe, such as the Seminoles.
Right.
It deems
Florida.
Offensive. It deems offensive. And you know what? This is something that the NCAA is imposing upon the schools.
You know, and it's funny because high schools have gone through this already. They've changed high school names like where it used to be like the Warriors into the Golden Eagles and stuff like that. The thing is, and I don't know. I mean, I think it's rather stupid. I really, really do. Like, my high school, and this is the only one I can go on because it's, you know, my high school is West High Wahawks.
A war zone.
Who the fuck is a Wahawk? What the fuck is a Wahawk? I don't know. I don't have a clue what the hell a Wahawk is. Anywho.
Dude, it sounds like a turkey battle cry, dude.
Wahawk! Woo! Nice. I got a South Park turkeys, the ones with all the, you know, Scottish face paint on.
Let's go, Jib. Let's go. Well, what a great high school. What a higher education you have in Iowa.
Well, there's a reason I moved. Anywho, so West High had the Wahawk. Now, I remember in high school, like my sophomore year, up until my sophomore year, the actual mascot was an Indian face. Indian face profile. It didn't look derogatory. It didn't look characterized. It was decent, okay?
Was it a proud man?
I'm assuming so. He had a proud look. And my wife's calling it Warhawks. It's Wahawks. Wahawks.
Were they gay Indians? We're Wahawks. Woo!
Well, you'd think so. School colors were old rose and black.
Were what?
Old rose and black. Imagine a dark rose and black.
You were gay.
Yeah. You're
gay, dude.
I'm
men
not
don't
gay.
Know those colors. Old rose.
Oh, you got to know them over time. You got to learn them over time because you call
the only colors
no,
men
no.
know are like
no, no,
sunburst,
no. Here's the thing,
panther
here's the thing.
Pink.
You know how
or,
you learn
or a color that's associated
Will
with a
you
car.
Shut up. Here's how you learn what the color is. One, if you had to order anything, would you like them in your school colors? No, I don't need purple. You mean old rose? Sure, pink, whatever. You know, I mean, you just got it ingrained in your head. Old rose and black, old rose and black. Anywho, so they had the Indian face, and he was done up in the old rose and black, and he looked proud, maybe gay in that case. But
was he crying?
No, he wasn't a litter. He wasn't upset about the litter. He may have been upset about the losing records, but I don't think West High ever posted a winning record in anything. Anywho.
So the Wahawks took it in the pipe a lot.
Apparently so, yes. That's why I did not play sports.
I figure it's just because you sucked.
I was in a very masculine thing in school. I was in theater. And
that's a bit suspect. I'm pretending I'm a man.
There you go. Whatever works, ask my wife.
You're a drama queen.
No. I am not.
Cry on command.
I cannot cry on command.
What kind of fucking actor are you?
I barely could do that shit with Tyler without starting to chuckle.
You're probably the fucking guy on the debate team. I was in the back writing notes all the time, never spoke up and said a word.
No, I never was in the debate team. I knew better than not to get in that bitch and fucking weirdo. Anywho, bunch of losers like the chess club. Anywho, they probably filched each other with fucking... Anywho.
They had a weird club in my school.
What's that?
They called it Torch and Laurel.
It was like a track club?
No, dude. It was like a high achievers club for people that had like a 4.0 grade point average.
So everybody else called it the Laurel and Hardy Club, didn't they?
No. They tried to push it onto us, but they had the Staples Club. That was the retarded kids. They outsourced stapling the PTA newsletters to the retards.
You gave the retards the sharp stuff?
Yeah.
Ow. Anywho, so the Wahawk, you know, he was painted on there. The next year I came back, my junior year, they took out the Wahawk. They took away the Indian face from everything. And they had a W, a stylized W, with a feather going through it. And that was the new symbol.
Stylized?
Yeah, it was like really... It wasn't New York font.
Was he fashionable?
I don't know. I have no clue what's fashionable for W's. Do you know what's fashionable for W's or
X's? I'm a
X's?
Man, dude. To me, fashionable is no wrinkles in my clothes.
Well, you have failed again.
Yeah, I guess I'm not fashionable.
Anywho, so, well, apparently not. Not even by your own definition. So anyhow, yeah, they change it to a W. It's that whole thing of changing, you know, and dropping this. Who would you consider that racist? Do you consider that derogatory
by using
an Indian head, an Indian face, name as a rally cry, as a cry to bring unity to a sport or to a team, I should say?
No. It's a symbol of like strength and bravery. That's why it was chosen.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't mock anybody. I mean, it's not it says Indians, right? It didn't say prairie niggers or anything like that. What?
I have never heard that term before in my life.
Well, I'm just saying.
What did you just call them?
Check the archive.
Say it again, Claude.
Okay, prairie niggers.
Wow.
It is a derogatory term I've heard towards a Native American.
Right.
Which, you know, like I say, is out there. I am part Native American, not to fucking try to show you how sensitive I am or to justify say, well, I'm that way, so gosh darn it, I can say it too. No. I'm just saying, it's not like there's a derogatory term out there.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, if maybe there was like a school, you know, that was home of the Pickaninnies or something derogatory.
I personally love the Bukkake U Ghost Swallows.
Yeah.
I love our chat room. Anywho.
Bukkake.
I like Bukkake. Anywho, no. I'm
just saying, unless it was something that was outright meant to be offensive, then no, that's not it at all. That's like the new Dukes of Hazzard movie. They're actually putting the Confederate flag on the General Lee.
Yes, they have the Confederate flag on the General Lee.
I don't like that. To me, I got to be honest with you, I don't see it as a symbol of racism or anything. That's not because I'm
maybe
white.
Maybe Southern pride.
That's about it, yeah.
Yeah, it's like those idiots we saw with the license plates, you know. What was it?
It was American by birth, Southern by the grace of God.
Yeah, that shit. It's just, you know, there's that
out in Virginia, pride. Dude, yeah.
Now, you don't see Northern pride. You know, there's no such thing as Northern pride or Californian pride. You know?
No, it's not
as bad as, like you say, for Iowans. Iowans have some sort of Iowa fraternity, you say.
Iowa fraternity. The 4-H?
Every time an Iowan...
The FFA?
No. Every time
a bell wings and an Iowan gets his crop. What?
Can I finish my sentence?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
Because I want to hear what you got to say.
It's something you've said.
All right, tell me my words.
Every time I'm wearing an Iowa shirt, or Michelle, my wife, is wearing an Iowa shirt, or you know, we have Iowa something, another Iowan, hey, you're from Iowa? Yeah. All right, I'm from Sioux City. Woo! Anywhere. We'd go to car shows. We'd go out to eat. We'd be at a store. Claude would be with us.
Yeah.
And so I would wear like an Iowa sweatshirt or a University of Northern Iowa sweatshirt.
Let's start fucking with people. I'm going to like tell me everything you know about like Waterloo from your experiences and pretend I'm there one time.
Absolutely. You should.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
I used to work at the Bishops, man. It was, you know that place is haunted. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll work.
You could.
I went to West High, and when that woman said my school is a war zone, I was pretty pissed. I just like play along.
There you go, exactly. But everybody from Iowa, like, yeah, you're from Iowa, yeah. Oh, I got a sister there. Everybody wants to be connected to Iowa. It seems. He goes, California. You can wear a Hollywood shirt. No one's gonna go, hey, you're from Hollywood, yeah.
They don't care.
They don't care. Iowans all care that they see. It's like an amazing thing to see an Iowan outside of the state.
Yeah.
It's like you got out. Wow.
You got paroled.
You realized 80 went all the way out of Iowa. It wasn't just in Iowa. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But no, man, it's like, shit, I just lost my train of thought. Totally. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't think it's that way at all. Now, I do think that it is rather racist to have to lay down this law that schools can't put up these kind of mascots.
I can agree to that.
I myself think that there's a racial motivation behind it.
And what about schools like Florida State, which have a really, really awesome connection with the Seminole tribe that's in Florida?
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, yeah, the Seminole tribe down there, there's one offshoot of somebody who was in a dissident Seminole group that was divided back in, like, the 1800s. It says they find it mildly offensive, hence the fucking NCAA is going after this to impose it. Although the local Seminole tribes that are around there all agree that they like the Seminole Indian as the mascot mm-hmm. for the university.
Look at this. Miami of Ohio. If anybody's heard of Miami, Ohio, that is a huge, the Miami mm-hmm. tribe, okay?
Yeah.
Huge, monstrous fucking tribe in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They support everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess, you know, maybe the NCAA is a little skittish because of all the Indian casinos. Maybe it's all because of the Indian casinos.
I don't think it's the Indian casinos. Honestly, this is just me. Now please, if you're there out in the chat room or listening to us, call in, tell me what you think, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, or Las Vegas Local, 383-8120. But to me, anytime I've seen someone try to ban any kind of differences like that,
right.
I've usually seen that actually being an insecurity of the person doing the banning, because they themselves have those kind of tendencies and are worried about them showing.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. People who, you shouldn't have Indians there because that's insensitive. We've pushed them off their land, now we're pushing them off your walls.
I mean, yeah. You know, I gotta kind of be honest right there, especially, and don't even get me started about fucking slave reparations. But, what the hell, I'll do it. Guess what? The Indians, after everything that did happen, they do have a good amount of pride still left, and they are getting up and moving on. Not an easy task, obviously, when you live on a shitty reservation, but they are moving on. I gotta be honest with you, a lot of people that are insensitive and want to ban certain symbols, like the fucking, Confederate flag and want to ban these kind of insensitive things to the fucking idiots that think slave and master are bad terminology.
Oh, yes.
Insensitive
terminology. The guy from Los Angeles who, what, last year or the year before?
Yeah.
Anybody who knows anything about computers knows that when you have
a hard
drive.
Anything about computers or hydraulics.
Yeah, you have a slave and a master. A master is their main drive or the boot drive. The slave drive is a storage drive.
Right. It basically does the will of the master, what it wants to do. Store data. Exercise, hydraulic line pressure, things like that.
Yes.
Anything is considered a slave and a master on that. But to all these people that are out there, you know, I got to tell you something. You know what? Get over it. Because if you really want to move on from a lot of things, the first thing you're going to have to do is go, you know what? Fuck it. And just pick yourself up by your fucking bootstraps.
Absolutely.
I really think that shit like this is a good sign that people such as the dude from the NCAA, I don't have his name right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
I really think that these people are really the racist ones themselves, you know, that you're different just like everybody else.
And I think it's a lot of it is acceptance in that fact.
Yeah, I just, shit like this is pissing me off, dude. We need to have a certain amount of fucking
Honkatari asks in the chat room, this is again about the hard drives and also about hydraulics, if anybody knows hydraulics. And he's a bleeding heart liberal. Why can you not call it primary and secondary?
Oh, I can easily tell you that.
Please.
When you have slave and master, what that is the master controls everything, such as with a hard drive. It's a boot disk that goes ahead and runs the entire show. The slave component acts out the will of the master. Specifically, if you're on computers, it's going to be overrun for additional data, mm-hmm. such as, you know, if the drives themselves are daisy-chained together, or if you're talking hydraulics, the master applies pressure to the line, and therefore the slave exerts the pressure throughout its own slave cylinder piston. Now, the reason you can't call it primary and secondary
is that it assumes that both functions are equal, and they can work in relation to each
exactly.
other. In other words, where one stops, the other starts.
And they are completely separate systems.
Yes, and that is not the case.
Not at
all. Now, I'm sure there's something else you can call them, but you know what? That's
Why?
Not the point. Another thing is, and when you look at terminology like slave and master, it is not a black and white thing. It's a Roman thing. It's a Mesopotamian thing.
It's a
fucking French or British thing. It's not black and white.
It's a Scandinavian thing, too.
Scandinavian.
I got to be honest with you.
Slavery wasn't...
Fucking blacks.
Yeah, slavery used to be about paying off land debts. Slavery used to be about paying off paying off for your crimes. It wasn't about just owning people. It was telling someone what to do until whatever had to be paid back was paid
back. Exactly. And I got to be honest with you right now. You know, if you really, really, really want me to be sensitive to any kind of slave reparations, if you're somebody on TV like that, like these people that are complaining about the Confederate flag, or especially anything having to do with slavery, and, you know, I'm not trying to make this a racist thing, but I got to be honest. If you're a black person on TV telling me that I'm wrong, or that, you know, whatever symbol is a sign of my ancestors' oppression of you, before you kind of, you know, go make claims, do me a favor. Why don't you go over and stop documented slavery in Africa first by, guess what, black people against other black people? And sometimes whites, seeing as how slave trade is still prominent in the world with even white people, specifically East Europeans
sex
and
slavery.
Russians.
Mm-hmm. Sex slavery.
So don't fucking talk to me about that shit.
Fair enough.
You know what? Thing about that, I guess it's not hard to see when you think of those lines of how shit like that angers you. I guess I can really see where a lot of people come from on the argument against gay marriage.
How do you explain? Go into detail, please.
The, you know, having to have other values pushed upon you. I see it as this way. It should be this way. Well, I just want to casually disagree. Well, no, you can't. And getting jumped on like that. So I guess I can really see where that's going, Diggs. Of course, we'll keep that can of worms kind of Tupperware sealed right now, burped for another show.
Another
knockdown drag out.
Yeah, another
screaming
huge
match.
Screaming match show. But again, you know, and when it comes to the NCAA, get your heads out of your asses. Don't worry about it. Don't even stick your nose into this. These schools have set themselves up years ago. Years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they set themselves up with these mascots and with these symbols of their
strength,
solidarity and strength.
Yes, yes.
Don't fuck with that.
Oh, yeah, and especially like the Seminoles, dude. I don't think a lot of these people that claim that kind of shit really know what they're fucking talking about. Seminoles were some people that said, fuck you, and took off and hit on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Cherokees were a strong fucking group of people that were like, you know what, fuck off, we'll do what we want. Matter of fact, Cherokees were the first Indians to actually not be fucking heathens. That said, you know, this sucks living in the sticks. Let's start getting knives and stuff. It's actually not too uncommon in colonial days to see entire villages, if not towns, that were completely Cherokee, but they used technology developed by the white man, dressed the same way, spoke the same language.
Actually,
everything.
Yeah, a lot of that. You know, if you want to watch an interesting series, I want to say, oh shit, it was just on Out in the West or Out West or something like that. It was just on. It was
Into
Steven
the West or something like
Into
that.
Into the
West. Yeah,
yeah. It was Steven Spielberg producing, so it was a little bit, you know.
I don't like Spielberg.
A little
to
bit
with.
Too much. But it was a pretty decent series. You know, watch shit like that.
There's another book, too. I'm trying to think of what it's called. Fuck, it's like it doesn't just talk about the Trail of Tears. It talks about the entire Indian movement.
Diggs wants to be a slave. He says, Kilroy goes, you know, there's slavery and more slavery in the world today than any other time in history. Diggs goes, where? I may move there. Diggs wants to be someone's bitch.
All right, well, go to Africa or maybe the Philippines. Get you some, you know, nice banker, dude.
There you go.
Take it in the pipe for some, you know, funky-ass, freaky German.
That's
all I can say. Fucking Germans are weird people anyway.
Of course they're weird people. Look at the porn they put out.
Anyhow.
The wife is correcting us. Into the West is actually... Into the West is the name of the series. It was a great series. Very entertaining. I guess you could say there was educational factor there, but of course it's on TV. It's like the internet. Don't trust everything you see.
Yeah. Taiki says per capita or in pure numbers. You know, I honestly don't have the answer for you on that one. I don't know if you do.
I don't either. I mean, I think that was a statistic that Kilroy McFadden put up.
Yeah, but slavery still exists, dude. So don't tell me that, you know, yeah. I'm tired of people treating slavery. You know, slavery is a violation of someone's civil fucking rights as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fucking white or black thing. And guess what, dude? If you're fucking too stupid to stay in school, don't blame me for the fact that you know, got held back in life.
Exactly. And I guess in some ways, you know, people who have an agenda or... Well, I guess mostly that's what it is. People just have an agenda.
Hey,
It's a fear agenda.
People that don't want to take, what's that? Oh, yeah, responsibility for themselves.
Yes, exactly.
And guess what? Stupidity and lack of responsibility. If there's nothing else that you people can be unified in that, because stupidity knows no color.
Exactly. Anywho, well, we got about 5 minutes left.
Oh, that's no problem at all. Check this out. I found this fucking great-ass article.
Oh, yeah, you did. This is going to be the line of all lines. This is going to be a new Spankwagon line.
Okay, check this out. There's this guy, all right? This happened up in Royal Oak, Michigan. This dude is pretty fucking dazed as it is. Okay, let me try to give this for you. Who did you say he looks like?
He looked like a younger Terry Funk.
Yeah.
With really long hair and a really long beard.
Greasy and sweaty.
Yes, very greasy, very sweaty, and just spaced out eyes.
Long hair, okay. Little bit of receding hairline, but a little bit of the gray in the fucking goatee, but full-on medieval-looking motherfucker.
Totally medieval. And that's why.
This guy's name is Robert McLean. Okay, he sped away from the scene of a car crash Wednesday night. Okay, and they chased his ass, and then they confronted him in his home.
Yeah, they caught him in his house.
So he's in the basement defending himself with a large mallet and a 4-foot bastard sword.
So he thinks he's Thor with a sword.
All right. So these guys try to take this asshole down. He's fighting them off with a sword and this mallet. Okay, he's keeping them back, throwing shit at him too. And he tells the guy, this is what he says to the cop, quote, "I got 1,000 years of power. Come and get me."
I love that quote.
Now, this guy was wearing... He was fucking armed. He was prepared for this fight.
Yes, he was armed.
He was wearing chainmail and gauntlets.
You know, it's funny, because they could have shot him and killed him with a bullet, but no.
Taking
into account that he's wearing chainmail and gauntlets, metal gauntlets...
Metal gauntlets, real chainmail.
What do you think, chat room, would be the best way to stop someone wearing chainmail? Modern weaponry...
That's kind, and, you know, what's the word they're looking for? Unharmful or whatever?
Yeah, it's not a harmful...
It's more of a deterrent.
It is not a lethal weapon.
Non-lethal weapon,
non-lethal.
Yes.
So what do you think... What would you point, shoot little electrodes into and stop a person wearing chainmail? It's really easy, chat room. I'm sure you can get it. You know, I mean...
Come in 50,000.
50,000 volts. You could taser him once, twice, three times. Has a little electrodes. What weapon would you use to taser someone into submission when they're wearing chainmail?
What would I go ahead and use a guy wearing a bunch of metal on him? Well, you know, there's the bullet, but we want to go non-lethal.
Yeah,
obviously, stick plus one doesn't work too well since he's got a mallet and a sword.
Yeah, and neither would a baseball bat with a nail. You know, a plank of wood with a nail in it.
Stick plus two.
Stick plus two. Actually, Toe says gas him. I don't know. I guess stop chainmail, aim for the head. I don't know what kind of a taser device that would shoot electrodes out to, you know, maybe electrify. Kilroy got it. Taser, it's metal. Oh my God, perfect, Kilroy.
So that's what the cops Jesus did. This Christ. Guy was wearing chainmail, and they shot him with tasers.
They shot him with tasers.
At which point, this guy got fucking electrocuted from the chainmail and various scraps of armor he was wearing.
So you're wearing, if you're pissing off the cops and you're wearing chainmail, don't do it.
This guy too, man, just this look.
Might I recommending downgrading, selling off some of your chainmail, putting yourself into a leather vest or a heavy leather vest, dropping the sword, get a stick plus two. You
Cut
can
off
go for
armor.
The nail. Go for the leather armor. Maybe the stick. You know, you don't really want a shield. Anywho. Claude, why don't we go ahead and wrap this show up?
That's great. Now, yeah, by the way, guess what? Amperage, yes, you're right. It's amperage accounts.
Amperage tickles
to
you.
Kill.
Volts kills you.
No, it's backwards. It's backwards.
No, amps can kill you.
Amps will kill you. So it's like not even, what, an amp and those things?
No.
If less?
No, not even.
It's like milliamps. But still.
It's not enough to kill. And even though there's that, well, maybe we'll get to this another show, but there's that lawsuit going against them right now because several people have died, but several people have pre-existing medical conditions you can't account for.
I got 1,000 years of power. Come and get me. That's fucking great.
Anywho, let's wrap it.
He didn't even just, you know, this guy had proclaim it, dude.
Yeah, I've got 1,000 years of power. Come get me.
Ye shall not take me alive, will you? No.
Yeah.
Thank you, fucking Krusty.
Play the idiot.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio would like to thank a few friends of ours. Let's thank ArsAnime.com, Cogblog.com, VFTP.net, and Subject to Discussion. That's the number two. We also want to say a big thank you to all of our syndicates. LVRocks.com for letting us play around in the studio and have a lot of fun. Big thank you to Radio306.com up in the wilds of Canada. And even though you don't list us, big thank you to ExtremeRadioTampa.com for being a syndicate. You have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And we shall see you all here next week.
Remember, next week, Friday night, 6 p.m. Las Vegas time. And don't forget to check out the podcast. Thanks to podcasts.lvrocks.com. Good night, everyone.
Spankwagon.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Smoke from my last cigarette disappears into the light. I'm waiting on something to make this feeling right. I twist and moan and turn the other cheek. I wait for my moment to be free.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.
Hail to the king, baby.
Noise, smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
What's up, dudes? King Hash here, dudes.
And Queen Hash.
On live for another 2 hours, dudes, of bitchin' 80s and early 90s hair bands, dudes.
Did you forget how long the show was?
Yeah, just a little bit there, dudes.
Dude.
I totally forgot how long the show was, dudes.
You're like hitting the bong early, huh?
Yeah, I've been hitting the bong for a while, dudes. Getting a early start.